Shalom. Well, it's nice to be here. We're One of Messiah congregation. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading today. Heavenly Father, Master of the universe, we come before your holy throne as kings and priests, covered in your holy blood as we enter your holy of holies through the blood of Yeshua. I ask you today to bless this day, this Sabbath day. It's your day, Father. I pray that you'll be with us today in a mighty way. Bless the reading today. Let it be helpful to everyone. I pray you'll heal everyone and strengthen everyone, living God, and show us where souls are, or bring them to us, or we'll go get them, any way you want to do it, Father. We try to help people, but so far, have no luck. But show us what to do. Bless and anoint this day in Yeshua's name, and I thank you again for the blood of Yeshua, for eternal life, and for forgiveness of sins through the blood of Yeshua. Amen. Shabbat shalom, everyone. Well, here we are. We're in Hohenwald, Tennessee today. And there's the phone number. There's the email. There's the website. And still nobody ever texts me or emails me or not. Anyway, we're still sadly using the Gregorian calendar from the 1500s. And this is 2023. Isn't that weird? That's a long time ago. Today's August 26th, 2023. And, of course, that one, this guy is so puffed up, he named the month after himself, Augustus Caesar. Yeah, that's where we get that name from. Anyway, we are now in the sixth month of God called Elu, day nine. We're in the ninth day already. Time is ticking. We're getting closer. That's provable by Nehemiah 6 and Nehemiah 7. You could verify that it's called Elu. Let's see, a note pertaining to the coming holy days. All the days start the evening before, remember, okay? Memorial blowing the trumpets, new moon is Sunday, 17th of September. Day of Atonement is September 26th, Tuesday. Feast of Tabernacles is October 1st to the 8th. That's Sunday to Sunday. Remember, they all start the evening before. Okay, good. And you can have that, you can copy that list later or... You know, you could just ask me about it. Today's topic, last week I did a study on the Almighty God, the Almighty Holy God, yes. This week I want to do the old serpent, the devil, Satan. And I like calling him the old serpent. I noticed that in the Tanakh there's 19 matches for the name Satan and 37 in the Gospels and letters. Seems to be a lot more action going on. And then we got the devil. The devil is 113 times in the Gospels and letters, only four matches in Tanakh. Yeah, interesting. We know all the kings of Israel were possessed with the devil, and none of them served God. Yeah.
No demon
in
Eretz.
Huh?
No demons in Eretz.
No, there's no demons in the Bible. It's either devil or Satan or evil spirit. Let's read this. 14:4. This is Isaiah speaking. He says, Take up a proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how hath the oppressed ceased, the golden city ceased? So picture the king of Babylon standing here, but behind him looming this evil creature. Jehovah had broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people with wrath, with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger is persecuted and none hinders. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. That's terrible. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at you, and the cedars of Lebanon saying, since you are laid down, no fella is come up against us. Hell from beneath is moved to meet you at your coming. It stirs up the dead for you, even all the chief ones of the earth. It had raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. All they shall speak and say unto you, are you also become weak as we? Are you become like unto us? All the people in hell are going to say to the devil when he's cast down there, are you become weak as us? We're lost down here in hell. And now you're like us. Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, to the noise of your vials. The worm is spread under you, and the worms cover you. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Yellel, howling in the distance, screaming in the distance, son of the morning, son of the blackness of the morning. How are you cut down to the ground, you that weakened the nations? You know, I was thinking about, we were listening to a song today coming to the congregation, and it says, Yeshua died for our sins, you know, and it just hit me so much that Yeshua died for our sins, and the world out there couldn't care less, and they don't care. Isn't that terrible? If you have said in your heart, this is what the devil says. You said in your heart, I will ascend into the heavens. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I'll be like the Most High. That's what Satan said. What a stupid, created, stupid creature. It says, yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see you shall narrowly look upon you and consider you, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake nations? Yeah, that's really, that's the way Satan has become. He's just a frog-like spirit that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof and opened not the house of his prisoners. That's the way, that's what basically a picturesque of what's going on in the world. You know, the world's a wilderness, but there's no God, and cities are destroyed. There's no salvation. All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, everyone in his own house. But you, Satan, are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, and as the remnant of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit as a carcass trodden underfoot. That's what we think about you, Satan. You shall not be joined with them in burial, because you have destroyed your land and slain your people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. And Brother Ezekiel has some words to say, too, about this devil. And again, this is the word of Jehovah came again unto me in some body form, and he's speaking to Ezekiel, and he says, son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, thus said the Lord Jehovah, because your heart is lifted up, and you have said, I am God, and I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas. Satan, you're just a little creature God made. You are a man and not God, though you set your heart as the heart of God. You lost. Unfortunately, you were wiser than Daniel. There's no secret that they can hide from you. With your wisdom, with your understanding, you have gotten riches and gotten glory, gold and silver into your treasures. This is in the kingdom of heaven. By your great wisdom and by your traffic, going around trying to get other angels to follow you, have you increased your riches, and your heart is lifted up because of your riches. Therefore, thus says the Lord Jehovah, because you have set your heart as the heart of God, behold, therefore I will bring strangers upon you and the terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom, and they shall defile your brightness. They shall bring you down to the pit, and you shall die the deaths of them that are slain in the midst of the seas. Will you say before him that slays you, I am God? But you're just a man and no God in the hand of him that slays you. Yeah. You shall die the debts of the uncircumcised by the hand of strangers, for I have spoken it, says the Lord Jehovah. And you got to remember that we should be thankful that we're serving the Almighty Creator, because this other entity, he is deceiving the whole world, it says. And you could see that just even looking out today. You know, he just deceives the whole world. Moreover, the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, son of man, take up a lamentation. Now, this is the king of Tyrus. The other one was the prince. Say unto him, thus says the Lord Jehovah, you seal up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You have been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. Sardis, topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, the gold and the workmanship of your tabrets and of your pipes were prepared in you in the day that you were created. You just forgot you were created by me. And I made you a beautiful covering cherub. You are the anointed cherub that covers, that protects. The word covers is protects, you know. He was the angel that protected. I don't know against who, but he was protected. Here's the word right here, sakak. Sakak. A protector, probably to entwine as a screen by implication, a fence, to cover it, cover over. Figuratively to protect, cover, defense. Defend, hedge in. So that's what he was. Back to Ezekiel. This is not a long study today, but I wanted to bring him forth so you don't forget him. And I have set you so. You are upon the holy mountain of God. Wow. Satan used to walk up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Just think of that. You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created until iniquity, sin, was found in you. Wow, it's over. By the multitude of your merchandise, they have filled the midst of you with violence, and you have sinned. Therefore, will I cast you as profane out of the mountain of God. I will destroy you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Just think, he could have had eternal life and lived forever and ever and ever and ever. Thine heart was lifted up because of your beauty. So don't get lifted up because of your beauty. You have corrupted you by your wisdom, by reason of your brightness. He says, I'll cast you to the ground. I'll lay you before kings like us, and they shall behold you. He's just a frog. You have defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities. So Satan, this covering cherub, was in charge of a lot of different sanctuaries. Multitude of his iniquities. I wonder how many angels he tricked. By the iniquity of your traffic, therefore I bring a fire from the midst of you, it shall devour you, and I will bring you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold you. What do you think of that? All they that know you among the people shall be astonished at you. You shall be a terror, and never shall you be any more. So Satan will never again be in the kingdom of heaven. That must have been just the thought of that being there for who knows how long he was there as an angel, and then he's kicked out, knowing the glory and the majesty and the brightness and the, you know, what God gave him, have the angels praise him and everything. He wanted to be praised. He wanted to be honored. He wanted to be God. Here we have in Chronicles that Satan actually stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. Remember that? And then a whole bunch of people got killed because of that. Yeah. And Yeshua, because he's the Word of God, and he was there before the foundations of the earth, he was there forever. Yeshua, the Word, said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. I mean, that's how fast Satan was kicked out of heaven. Poink! God probably just didn't even snap his fingers. Just, you're gone. And his angels are sent down to everlasting chains of darkness. So Satan's down here right now. There's places all around. I remember being in California. There was a church that worshiped Satan. Yeah, there was to be. The guy's dead now. He's probably in hell too. But somebody took his place. Can't remember his name. But what? Anton LaVey or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He's probably in hell right now with Satan, and Satan's down here having a ball. But Satan's time is short, you know. Anyway, we have to watch, because in time past we walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. So remember, Satan is a spirit. And he could send thoughts into your mind, thoughts into your brain, and try to get the word of God out of it, you know. And he could, you know, you could be led around by Satan's thoughts. And you got to remember, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, evil principalities, against powers, Satan and his powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. The rulers of the darkness of this world. That's such a weird, scary kind of saying, huh? The rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. And there's people out there today that worship Satan. People out there that do everything. They love to do evil. And we all used to walk in the same course, you know, before we met the Lord. We went along with the whole program. We didn't even know it. Revelation tells us there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head with a crown of 12 stars, 12 tribes of Israel, and she being with child to cry, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And then, of course, Satan comes immediately. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. He still wants to be crowned. He's going to be really crowned one day and end up in the lake of fire. Now, this is what we think. It says right here, his tail, Satan's tail, drew the third part of the stars of heaven. This is what we get. We think that means a third of the angels were deceived. And we don't know how many that could be, but there could be billions and billions of them. Well, we have no idea. And did cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, to devour her child as soon as it was born. So we see that, you know, it's nice to have a book that we know who's the winner, you know, and it's nice to be on God's side, because there's a spiritual battle going on out there. And you could see the spirituality and even in your lives and all the activities that you do and all the people that you're with, how Satan wants to keep them away from the truth, keep them blocked. Jude tells us the angels which kept not their first estate, these are those, that third of angels, they left their own habitation. They followed Satan. They're reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, unto the judgment of the great day. That's where those angels are. They're reserved in everlasting chains of darkness unto the judgment of the great day, even though they're already judged, but they're going to get the final judgment. Wow. Just think of that. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule them all nations with a rod of iron, and a child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Back to Revelation. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Almost a 3.5-year kind of thing, I guess. Close to it. Approximation. And here's where it all started. There was war in heaven, which we can't even imagine. War in heaven. God made a beautiful heaven. I mean, God didn't need heaven because he is everything. Who knows what he did before he even created the heavens or heaven. He just exists. But there was war in heaven. God made Michael and the good angels, and they fought against the dragon. And the dragon, the devil, had enough audacity to fight against Michael and his angels. And of course, they prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. There's never again going to be any kind of evil like that in heaven again. That's really good to know. Because when we're in heaven, we're going to be there for eternity. We'd hate for, after eons of time passed, some other devil rises up. But God's not going to let that happen. The great red dragon was cast out, that old serpent. He's just an old serpent. He's called the devil and Satan. This is the part that got me. He deceives the whole world. And you can actually see that. Think of everybody that you meet during your day, during your week. They're all deceived by the devil, one way or another, whether it's through a nice way, through an evil way, through an insidious way, through a really bad way, or just a regular way. He's still deceiving them. Yeah, it's terrible. He was cast out into the earth. That's what Satan is. And his angels were cast out with him down to they were cast into that everlasting chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment unto the great day. Wow, that's a deep saying. I say that so fast, but that means a lot. Reserved. They're reserved. Whew, they can't escape. And I heard a voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Messiah, power of his word. The accuser of our brothers and sisters is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. This thing, Satan's accusing us before God. Oh, you see what he does? Watch what he does. Look at his thing. Look at the way she dresses. Look at the way she says. Look at the way she acts. Look at the way he does. Look at the way he dresses. You know, who knows how he's accusing us before God. And we have to overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. So how do you get rid of the devil? By the blood of Yeshua and by the word of their testimony. And we love not our lives unto the death. Amen. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them. Now this, remember this, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The revelation keeps going forward and backward. You notice how it keeps doing that. Now we're back to the devil. The devil, woe to the inhabitants. This is woe to the inhabitants of the earth. That's us, all the people out there. Woe to them. And of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath. We can't even imagine what that means in spiritual terms, great wrath of Satan. Because he knows he had but a short time. And to him, this is so short, even though it seems like, oh, I've been serving the Lord for 50 years, I've been serving the Lord for 20 years. That's nothing compared to the annals of time. And even when time is no more one day in the future, that's going to seem like a breeze to Satan. He has a short time. And when the dragon saw he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman, Israel, which brought forth the man-child, Yeshua. And the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness. She went into the world, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, times, and half a time, 3.5 years, from the face of the serpent. So now we see that he's called the serpent. What was he called before? The devil. Yeah, he's the serpent. Yeah, right there. And the serpent cast out of his mouth waters as of a flood after the woman, false doctrines and all kinds of accusations and all disasters, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon sees the dragon. But he's also the serpent. He's the devil, cast out of his mouth. And the dragon is wroth with the woman, with Israel, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, that's us, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Yeshua the Messiah. Now, that's a lot right there, because we're the remnant of the seed of Israel, but we keep the commandments of God. A lot of people don't do that. And a lot of people out there don't have the testimony of Yeshua the Messiah. So I want to make sure you understand that you're in a spiritual battle and there's a whole thing going on. Peter says, Brother Peter, he says, be sober, be vigilant. How come? Because you have an adversary. He's called the devil. He's like a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. So if he can't get you, he goes to her. If he can't get her, he goes to him. If he can't get him, he goes to her. You know, he just keeps going. And he deceives the whole world. Oh, I'll make you the next rock star guitar player. I'll make you the greatest I'll make you the biggest entrepreneur, you know. And you got to be, watch out. Satan offers, you know, Yeshua the world. And we'll see what Yeshua says. We're not supposed to give place to the devil. We're not supposed to honor Satan in any manner or any way. That's pretty deep. The devil is like a, I don't know if you've ever seen a roaring lion on TV. They're frightening. And they're seeking whom they may devour. This thing, Satan wants to devour you spiritually. So don't give any place to the devil. Submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. I come against Satan in the power of the blood of Yeshua. That's what you got to say. I overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. And the devil that deceived them, deceived the whole world, finally was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the future beast and the future false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And this thing, this hasn't even happened yet. No one even knows who the beast is. No one even knows who the false prophet is. We don't know anything about that yet. We don't know who the two witnesses are. We don't know a lot of things, but it's all written right before. This is a book of prophecy right before us. So, in closing for today, this is not a long study. Remember to watch for temptations of the devil. Watch out for being possessed with the devil or devils. Remember, Mary Magdalene had seven devils. Watch out for seducing spirits and the spirit of devils. Remember, Satan is a spirit. He's not. He comes as your best friend. He comes as one of your relatives. He comes as one of your kids, one of your children, one of your uncles and aunts, one of your, I don't know, whatever you got, and says, "Hi, follow me." Yeah. Anyway, watch out for doctrines of devils. The internet is full of that. And there's social medias are full of doctrines of devils. And just think, we just driving here, we passed hundreds of churches probably. They all had a different doctrine. Don't be lifted up with pride, or you may fall into the condemnation of the devil. Watch out for pride and arrogancy. Always be humble. Humble yourselves in the eyes of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Anyway, you should not worship devils, you should not worship idols of gold, or silver, or brass, or stone, or of wood, which neither can see, nor hear, nor walk. So don't think your gold or your silver is going to save you when time is coming. Better trust in God. We serve the Almighty Holy God. Amen. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And Yeshua said, here's what we have to learn. Get thee hence, Satan, for you shall worship the Jehovah your God, and him only shall you serve. Amen. May God bless you in everything you do in your lives, and may God bless the rest of this day and the rest of your lives. Shabbat Shalom. This is a short study, but a powerful one. Don't forget Satan. He is not forgetting you. God bless you. And I will stop the audio real quick. And then I'll stop that.